880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, thanks for joining me. We've got a great show. Stay calm out there if you're on the road. It's rainy, it's nasty. The guy just cut you off. Just relax, and let's move on forward and try to get along. We've got a super show today. We've got Larry's in on. Out of 18,000 dealerships in the U.S., Larry's in's Warren Henry Automotive took top honors for another year, ranking among the best places to work. We're going to talk to Larry about how to maximize your workplace satisfaction. Then we've got our U-Health expert, Dr. Tahn Ince, and he is going to be discussing breakthroughs in breast cancer treatment. So if you know anybody who's suffering from breast cancer or perhaps other forms of cancer, stick with us because we're going to talk about breakthroughs in cancer. We're also going to give you our tips for how to get your child a college scholarship in athletics. We're going to have Tarek Maddox on. He's going to talk about that. Now, I want to first take a second. Lauren Book recently sent me a letter. I want to kind of share it with you because it's an awesome thing. She says, hello from South Africa. We arrived in Cape Town just a week ago for the Crime Stoppers International Conference, where my speech was very well received. I spoke in front of 400 government officials, police and child welfare administrators from around the world, and lucky her, Desmond Tutu herself was at the conference. The other day, the experience came full circle when she visited the Desmond Tutu HIV Foundation Youth Center to learn more about their mission to empower children to grow beyond their circumstances and HIV status. She shared her story and talked about the fact that while certain events color your life, you can get to choose the color. Well, what a great statement. She met some really special kids at the center, and there's certainly some future advocates. She's also had the opportunity to teach at a school just outside of Cape Town, sharing her lessons from her Safer, Smarter Kids curriculum for two groups of 90 kindergartners who are almost all below the poverty level and receiving government assistance. About 90% of them is what she was told. She worked with a local sex crimes prosecutor who gets the majority of her child cases from the area around that school. In addition, her Safer, Smarter Kids lessons, she's also been repainting and remodeling a play therapy room in the school and to provide safe and welcoming environment for the children to begin to heal from abuse with the help of the school's resident social workers. The Cape Town government has really embraced her mission of prevention through education and healing through guidance and support, and she's been training teachers on her Safer, Smarter Kids tenants and how to respond to a child's disclosure of abuse. And she's going to speak with more than 100 police officers today on how to be sensitive to child victims upon disclosure. And it's a very exciting but heartbreaking trip for her. There's a very high HIV and AIDS population. The area is very impoverished that she's teaching in, but it's really a neat culture and it's got beautiful scenery. So she wanted us to know that as she continues to spread awareness and education across the world, she could not do any of it without the support that we all give her, our guidance, our love, and our support. And we're looking forward to seeing her at the Reed and Fiorentino event later on this year. She's truly humbled by everything that we have and we continue to do and accomplish. And she promises she won't stop until she wins the international fight to protect childhood. That's my hero. Gosh, nothing to say after that. Back after this. Jojo was a man who thought he was a loner, but he knew it couldn't last.
Jojo left his home in Tucson, Arizona. It's better to get freed than fried when it comes to business. This is Kevin Gale, publisher and editor of South Florida Business and Wealth, your source for in-depth business coverage. We're more than just a magazine. Check us out at sfbwmag.com.
All right, and you know, my gosh, it's I got surprised there. You know, you only have one pair of eyes. So for LASIK surgery, trust your eyes to Bascom Palmer Eye Institute. For over 10 years in a row, Bascom Palmer has been named the nation's best hospital it's 11 years in a row now, by U.S. News & World Report. Bascom Palmer's board-certified physicians perform thousands of refractive procedures each year in Bascom-Palmer Centers in Miami, Palm Beach Gardens, and Plantation are home to the most advanced diagnostic and therapeutic technologies available for not only LASIK, but for every type of eye care. So you can feel confident you'll get the results you're looking for. Visit BascomPalmer.org/LASIK to learn more today.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life, and under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Hey, everybody, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out our friends at Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All righty. Well, as I told you a little bit a while ago, out of 18,000 dealerships in the U.S., Warren Henry again took top honors, ranking among the best dealerships to work for, proving that the greatness that they've achieved in satisfying their customers, like me, comes from the within, from the great culture and environment that they set, and that is set from the top. We've got the top here today. Larry's in. Larry, welcome back.
Hey, Jim. Thanks for having me.
All right. And before we get started, I want to give you a couple of high fives. First of all, high five and thank you for helping us with all the Lawrence Kid stuff that you do. We really appreciate that. And again, high five to you for all the awards you've won. You won these awards for worker satisfaction. You won the women's awards for satisfaction with women customers. The awards just keep coming. Are you buying a new shelf? What's going on over there?
Well, we're very fortunate to have the crew that we have, and I mean, this was really a team effort all the way around. We won Best Dealership to Work For in the 100 Best. Our Land Rover dealership, North Dade, was number 5, Jaguar number 6, Land Rover South Dade number 10, and Infiniti number 30, all out of 18,000 eligible. And then we won the Women's Choice Award as well, which means that 9 out of the 10 women that they surveyed for this particular award, the women preferred to do business with us and found us a trustworthy and honest partner.
Well, I know that my wife loved doing her deal with Frank, that Frank treated her like gold. Ismet was wonderful also in the F&I. It was just terrific. So my wife had the experience. I've had the experience. I know how that goes. And we've talked to folks that worked there many, many times. I had lunch with that young man that was an intern. And that's a great story. His grandfather's the one that tipped you off on, his grandfather to your grandfather about Toyota, which started the whole ball rolling. So it's kind of been a team effort from the beginning.
Yeah, it's. It always is. You know, if everybody's happy working here, then that certainly passes along to our customers as well, and that's something we feel very strongly about. Ultimately, we all spend as many hours here as we do at home, if not more, and so it should be a fun workplace. Should be a comfortable workplace, and someplace that our employees enjoy coming to. I mean, I know I enjoy coming in every day, and I feel that. A lot of our people share the same sentiment.
Yeah, it is. It's absolutely great. I've worked there. The folks in the service department are wonderful. In fact, we had your service manager on the day of the big rain in after the big rain in Aventura. He talked about keeping your car dry and gave us some good tips. He's been there for like 20 years, right?
Oh, absolutely. He's been there for 20 years. I mean, all throughout the company, we have people who are tenured as far as 36 years.
Wow.
With the company, so. It's something that we take a lot of pride in. We know that people like to come back and see the same person that they worked with over and over. And we try to make that as easy as possible.
Yeah, continuity is a real important thing in everybody's life. And continuity, it's very, very stable over there. I bought three cars from the same people. And that's over a period of like 9 or 10 years. It's amazing. I love the stability. I love going to the service and May and giving her a high five. And she always takes great care of us in service. Now, Larry, what type of person does it take to work at Warren Henry? Because if I recall correctly, people can make a pretty good income there without a heavy-duty college education.
Oh, absolutely. And the nice thing is we really don't require any previous automotive experience. In fact, we prefer that you don't have any previous automotive experience so we can train you the way that we'd like to train you. And when you fall back on habits, you fall back on good habits.
Yeah, you know, I found the same thing. I really, when I bring people into our team over at Aztec, I try to do the same kind of thing. I like them to have some good experience and some good training, but I want to make sure that they haven't been around so long as that they get bad habits, because the people on your team, well, that's who represents you into the community. And when I see your team out at events, you know, we go to the ball games together, they're just like a roving pack of high-fiving friends, you know, led by that ringleader, Peter.
Yeah, it's a really nice environment, and what I enjoy most is that when we do those things off campus, that everybody is so close with each other.
You know, it is.
We enjoy going to dinner together, and we go to ball games together, and go fishing, and go karting, and all these things outside of the dealership that are important for team building, as well as just getting outside of the confines that we're in every day.
Well, you know, you need to clear your head. Doing it together is always fun. Oh, gosh, I use the word always. You know, always Warren Henry. You know, I use the word always all the time. I pop it up whenever we do the read because it's consistent. The always reminds me of the consistent treatment that you give customers. And this is a world where, I got to just tell you, Larry, surprises stink a lot of times.
Oh, absolutely. And, we know that when we do have issues, we do everything we can to try and address them as quickly as possible. And it's not as though anybody's unavailable to address your issue. Everybody's going to do what we can to address it as quickly as possible. So if there is some reason that a customer had dissatisfaction, we want to get on top of it. Same thing with our employees. You know, if somebody's unhappy, we want to know why and see what we can do to make it better.
Now, Larry, so how do people get in touch with you to see if there's a career opportunity at Warren Henry?
Well, the best way to go is through our website, actually, at www.warrenhenryauto.com. And we have an employment section on there where you can apply directly through our website.
Now, what kind of characteristics do you typically look for when you're seeking to add somebody to your team?
You know, it really varies based on the position. We also do a little bit of personality testing as well to see, if it's a fit for specific positions, because you have to have a certain type of personality for sales. You know, some people are better suited for different spots within the dealership, and that's no slight to anybody. It just depends on how you are.
No, I agree. You know, I help a lot of young people get career opportunities in town. Sometimes they'll come three or four at a time, like if they come in from out of town from USF, UCF, or Gainesville, or Tallahassee, and I'll meet with a bunch of them, and they'll all want to do the same thing. Depending on the year, they want to do development, they'll want to do asset management, they'll want to be an analyst. It's the same year, they all want to do the same thing. What they don't realize is that their personality, some are different. Sales is one thing, analysis is another, development is another, and it takes all different kinds.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And that's one of the things that's been really neat about this personality testing thing is before we tried it, we tested current employees, you know, who are excel in their positions to see if it, you know, was accurate.
Sure, benchmarking.
And, it's really spot on. It's quite impressive.
Yeah, I always, when I take those tests, they always come back with zero. I have absolutely no personality whatsoever. But I try. I break through it. You know, I do the best I can.
Zero personality. Hate talking to people. I know.
Yeah. Well, listen, Larry, you and I have started a new little adventure together. You've joined my Heat Season Ticket group. It's great to have you on board. I'm looking forward to having you go to games and offline, I'll tell you that I've got a game. Oh, shoot, I don't care. I drew the Christmas Day game, the LeBron game. Larry, are you in town that day? You might be available, say, around 5 o'clock?
I think I could find a reason to be available at 5 o'clock on
okay.
Christmas Day.
Well, yep, check.
Absolutely.
Yeah, check your date book, and if you're available, you're my date. Sorry, Viv, I told you I was going to take Larry. If he couldn't go, you were second.
Well, otherwise, you know, I'd be having movies and Chinese food. So this works out.
Yeah, no, yeah, exactly. Movies and Chinese food is the perfect Christmas day for me as well. Well, listen, I'm getting the high sign from the guys in the other room. Well, can you stick around for another segment, Lair?
Certainly.
All right, we're going to be back with Larry's in. We're going to talk fun. I'm going to razz Larry about how I got a 500-mile medallion on my Fitbit. I beat him every week, but Ismet beats me. We'll talk Fitbit. We'll talk competition. We'll talk sports. And we'll talk customer and workplace satisfaction. Back after this with my good friend, Larry's in.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
All right, Doll fans, this goes out to you. Catch every great play live at Sun Life Stadium on Sunday, November 2nd. Our Miami Dolphins take on their San Diego Chargers. We're all stronger together, Doll fans. There's a limited amount of tickets for that game still remaining. You get them at Dolphins.com. It's where you get the best prices. Doll fans, go to Dolphins.com for the best prices. Join me and Larry's in November 2nd. Catching our Miami Dolphins taking on the San Diego Chargers. Go to Dolphins.com. Get your tickets now.
I'm Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a certified commercial investment member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we are back with Larry's in. Larry's in is a general manager of Warren Henry Automotive, and out of 18,000 dealerships, Warren Henry took top honors for another year, ranking among the best dealerships to work for. We're talking about what makes Warren Henry a great place to work, and maybe we'll throw in a little sports talk, too. Larry, welcome back.
Thank you very much, Jim.
All right, man. Now, you won the Women's Award. You won the award for being a great workplace. I give you my award for community involvement. Take a minute and tell us some of the things about Warren Henry got coming up in the community with you and the rest of your team.
Well, actually, this weekend we're going to be sponsoring the South Beach Seafood Festival. So we'll definitely have a presence there as long as the Blacks Gala, where we'll be auctioning off a 2015 Jaguar F-Type R Coupe for charity.
Wow, how do people get details on that, Larry? That sounds like a great raffle to get a piece of.
You know, Jim, I wish I knew more details as far as how you could do that, but I could certainly get back to you on it.
No problem. If people want more info, it's up on your website, on your Facebook, what?
Yes, absolutely.
All right.
We definitely have it on our social media.
All right.
As far as the details, though, I unfortunately am not in front of my computer.
Don't worry about it. Hey, Peter.
Right away.
Hey, Peter, tweet that at me so I can retweet it. What else we got coming up, Larry? What's next week? Anything good other than the Dolphins beating up on the Chargers?
Well, actually, unfortunately, I'm going to miss my my first home game this season.
How's that?
I'm heading out to Austin for the Formula One race, which is like, car guy heaven.
Yeah, no. Are you going to do anything with the Miami car race coming up?
You know, I just saw information about that Formula E. That looks really cool. Peter and I were discussing today how we could get involved with it. I mean, that's really neat, and I was really shocked that we're getting it down here.
Yeah, it's awesome. Send me an email offline. My friend is involved with that. I'll hook you guys up.
Okay, that would be great. Yeah. I really appreciate that, Jim.
Oh, no problem. I like that, too. As long as you guys promise to take me with you when you go watch the car, so I can be a machine head with you guys. One thing, though, is we got to make sure that Peter is not entered into the race.
Well, I don't think he can make it through qualifying anyway, so we'd be okay.
Now, Larry, so you're missing the Dolphin game. It's your first one this season, but how are they looking to you, man? It looked pretty good last week. Tannehill, he's a man.
You know, I actually saw it live. I went up to Soldier Field to watch the game. I'm thinking, I should just travel with the team full time to ensure that we win.
Yeah, you're the lucky charm, no doubt about it. I'm sure that they've got a seat for you right there in the first class with all the rest of the coaches. And then for you, they got a seat that says Lucky Charm sits here.
Oh, and I had all my Dolphins gear on, and everybody was talking smack about how they're going to pour their beers on me, and there was nothing better than watching us march down the field.
Oh.
I mean, it was really great. We looked good. It was exciting. And the Bears did look really bad, too, which was helpful.
Yes, but that was the Dolphins' defense doing that. You know, all the different guys that came back, and I guess they got Deion Jordan coming back this week, so you're still going to get another different look.
Yeah, it's great. It's exciting. I hope this is the turning point for the season where we really make a strong push because, hey, our conference still has got some room for us.
Look, I was watching ESPN, and I'll give them the high five. I was watching them this morning at 5:30 when I was doing my treadmill and the elliptical, and they were ranking the different teams in the AFC East. They said the Dolphins are the beast of the AFC East, which now, of course, that's the kiss of death. But,
right.
Look, anything can happen. And the most important position, quarterback, and even if there's something happens to Ryan Tannehill, at least we've got Matt Moore, who I don't think is the starter, with Tannehill, but certainly is a top-rated backup. And then, we have Tarek Maddox on later, and we all know that Tarek trains Lamar. We're going to have to ask Tarek how Lamar's looking.
Yeah, I'm excited. I can't wait for basketball season to start. This is the best time of year. We got football all the time. Got basketball. When there's that lull where you really only have a little bit of baseball going on, it drives me crazy.
Oh, the worst is the day after the All-Star break. That's why they have the ESPYs. I don't really like that thing either. But I will tell you this. I do know that you're the major sports fan. I'm disappointed you're not going to the Chargers game because I was looking to try to find you and get to your tailgate. We'll talk again offline about that. I don't want to blast out where you guys tailgate, but I'm really looking forward to doing that before one of the games. We'll get together. We'll have a super-duper time. And now let's talk Miami Heat. Have you been watching any of the preseason games?
I have been watching the preseason games. I know it's always a little bit difficult to look into preseason because they're finding lineups and trying to find who's going to make the team. But I'm very confident. I think we're going to surprise a lot of people. I don't think preseason records mean anything at all, and no. Typically they don't.
Yeah, I don't either, and I must say is that the one thing I've learned over time is that preseason predictions are like pro formas for real estate deals. There's one thing I know about a pro forma. There's one thing I know about a preseason prediction. They don't happen. So, the one thing I know is that Dwayne Wade has still got the heart. He's got something to prove. So does Chris Bosh. We haven't even seen Josh McRoberts out on the floor yet. Norris Cole, Shabazz Napier, high five to that little man, even though I'm a Gator fan. I've obviously then seen the guy do his thing, so I'm very excited about what we've got coming up with them. And, it's just great to be here. Now, let's go back to what the premise was about, that Warren Henry's a great place to work. That means that you know how to treat people, how to get people motivated, how to put people in the right place. What do you think about Eric Spoelstra's approach as a manager? You're a manager, he's a manager, a coach, the same thing, really. What's your impression of Eric and how he's been able to switch his gears as the team's been evolving and changing?
Well, you know, I'm always really impressed by the guy because he came in with basically the deck stacked against him, a situation where he had superstars on the team who, you know, really had more floor experience than he did. He wasn't the head coach at the time, but these guys could have come in and dominated him. He got them to buy into his system, won two championships in the 4 years. And, ultimately, that's really impressive. I know he made some coaching moves recently, and I think that's kind of a retooling and a re-gearing of the team now with the changes of the players. But I'm very impressed by the guy. He's a young man who replaces or commands a lot of respect, and that's certainly important. I mean, the guys buy in. And when your team buys in and believes in you and they know that you're a guy that they'd go to battle with, that means everything.
Well, there you go right there. I'm stopping you right there because you hit on it. You hit on why the people like to work at Warren Henry, Larry. They like to work at Warren Henry because of the leadership that comes from the top, from you, your pop. They see the love between the two of you guys. They feel the positive energy that you generate towards them. You give them the tools for success. You give them the right game plan. And that puts them in the right position to succeed, and they do, and that makes them happy. That the positive energy from them comes through to your customers. They like it, and that's why you guys are successful too, at least in my humble opinion.
Well, I appreciate it very much, and it always makes me uneasy to get compliments. So
yeah, I know,
thank you very
much
for that. I'm used to people yelling at me. And
don't
stuff, so.
No. I know you're shifting your feet. You're looking down, and you're going, "Aw shucks," because that's the kind of guy you are. That's the kind of leadership you provide. You provide leadership by example. It's the best kind. People believe in you because they see you putting out the 110%. They feel bad if they don't do as good as you, Larry. So for me, you get the hashtag high five for all the awards that you did, everything that you've been accomplishing. We've only got a minute left, and I want to have you tell people how they can find out how to work with you or buy, well, I guess it's the same thing, work with you to get a car or get a career.
Yeah, reach us at warrenhenryauto.com or on social media at Warren Henry Auto on Instagram and Twitter or facebook.com/warrenhenryauto.
Yeah.
Listen, and, we hope you reach out to us.
Listen, I want to thank you for coming on. More than anything, I want to thank Peter for actually taking his fingers and doing a little Twitter for us today. And I want to thank Ismet. I want to thank Frank. I want to thank May. And the fact that I can name all of the people that were involved in the last transaction that I did there tells you what I think about the being a member of the family of Warren Henry. We're always going to be customers.
Just a quick aside, Jim. Peter took a little jab at you. He said you're only on Twitter because you're old school. Just letting you know.
Well, that's okay. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Facebook. I'm on LinkedIn. I don't do Instagram because I've only got so many fingers. But next time I see you, Larry, you're going to coach me up on Instagram. You can be Instagram 305. How about that?
Perfect.
High five to you. High five to Larry. We'll be back after this short break. We're going to have breast cancer treatments, new stuff. It's great stuff. Our You Health segment. Make sure that anybody you know that's got breast cancer or any kind of cancer listens to this. It's going to be great stuff. Larry, thank you again for everything. I will be seeing you sitting next to me on LeBron's first game back in Miami. We will be back after this. All right, come on and take a free ride with my buddies at Warren Henry. Go up there and take a test drive, because when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you got to check out my friends, your friends, our friends at Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage, and by now you know what that means. It means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always our buddies at Warren Henry.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect a child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child,
it's everything.
I commit my eyes.
My voice.
To protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Hey, everybody. You don't have to be a world-class athlete to be treated like one. Renowned orthopedic surgeon and Freedom Business guest Dr. Lee Kaplan and his team at U Health Sports Medicine are the official sports medicine providers of our Miami Hurricanes, and they can be your care team, too. Combining unsurpassed expertise with care that puts you first, U Health Sports Medicine is the region's only university-based sports medicine provider. That means you have access to the very latest treatments, often before they're available anywhere in South Florida. So it's all geared towards getting you back in the game quickly and safely. To schedule your appointment, visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com today.
I'm Frank Rodriguez, CCIM Miami president, specializing in multifamily and retail properties. I am a CCIM. Consider the three pillars of CCIM: networking, education, technology. If you aren't in the real estate industry, consider hiring a CCIM the next time you are looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property. To find out more, Google us at CCIM Miami.
And now, 880 The Biz traffic.
In Miami-Dade, the off-ramp is closed. That's 95 Express northbound right after Northwest 151st Street. Disabled car at Park and Ride. Again, that off-ramp is closed. In Miami-Dade, it's stop and go. Palmetto Expressway southbound. That's between Northwest 74th Street and the Dolphin. And in Hollywood, stop and go 95 southbound. That's between Sheridan Street and Miami Gardens Drive. For more traffic, follow us on Twitter at Total Traffic MIA.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, as we turn the half hour, it's all about health and wellness. I want to finish the last segment by giving a shout-out to Matt. Matt texted me. He goes, "Spo is great, and look at James Ennis. He's a scoring machine." That's right, Matt. He is, and so are the Heat. They're going to have a great season. I also want to give a shout-out to Cynthia and Stephanie at the Cartier Shop in the Design District. They really helped me out today. Had a great time. I did a little retail therapy with them. Had a great time. Cartier Design District, and now U Health. It's the University of Miami Health System. They bring us the brightest minds and best care right here in South Florida. U Health is big. It includes more than 300 specialty doctors, dozens of locations from Miami to Palm Beach Gardens, and now U Health is in a beautiful facility in Plantation. What sets U Health apart is its comprehensive approach that they bring to healthcare. You might have several different doctors for a couple different health issues, but do they ever talk to each other or cross-reference your symptoms and medications? Do they make sure your care is second to none? Well, at U Health, they do. And stay tuned, because we're going to talk about some really cool breakthroughs in best breast cancer research and treatment. Stick with me here, folks, because more than collaborative care, U Health is powered by the University of Miami's Miller School of Medicine, where research and clinical trials bring state-of-the-art treatments to our community. Remember, stay tuned. We're going to talk about some of them in a minute. These are some of the best-rated hospitals in the country. U Health includes the Bascom-Palmer Eye Institute, repeatedly ranked number one by U.S. News and World Report. It's 11 years in a row and counting. It's also got the world-renowned Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Care Center. That's who's bringing us our doctor today. If you want to see what healthcare is going to look like in the future, just keep listening. You know, you can learn more about U Health through the U Health Discovery Series. It's online at uhealthdiscovery.com. It focuses on different departments and doctors and patients that make U Health great and the breakthrough discoveries that are changing healthcare for the better. Remember, stay tuned. We're going to talk about those right after this. You know, they're doing some really innovative and interesting things. They've even figured out a way to use a person's own adult stem cells to regrow dead heart tissue. And we're going to talk about what else they're using it for in just a minute. What that means is if you ever have a heart attack, they can help you save yourself. There's always something new to discover at UHealth. You never know. It could be just what you're looking for. Discover how breakthrough medicine from UHealth can work for you. Call 305-243-4000 or visit uhealthdiscovery.com to learn more today.
Wow, I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. I got to hear. Wow, I feel nice.
All right, we are back. We are back with Doctor, and I'm hope I don't get this wrong, and I probably will. Tan Inse, he's a doctor, he's associate professor of pathology and a member of the University of Miami Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Care Center. He recently got a big grant from the Breast Cancer Research Foundation to research personalized treatment of breast tumors with multi-hormonal combinations. And he also does all kinds of stem cell research. I don't want to hear me talk. Dr. Inse, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Glad to talk to you.
I really apologize about the way I butchered your name at least three times.
Well, and you did a great job pronouncing the name, so thank you.
Oh, super. Well, listen, doctor, I want you to talk. There's all kinds of research. There's all kinds of discoveries. Please tell our listeners about the way you're helping breast cancer patients survive.
Well, obviously, we work on a lot of things for the last 15 years, so it's hard for me to summarize everything we do, but I will pick a few things that may be of interest.
Perfect.
About 15 years ago, I invented a technology back when I was at MIT that allows us to keep human cells alive in a petri dish.
Whoa.
And indefinitely. And that allows us to do all sorts of experiments outside the human body without testing things on the patient. So about 4 years ago, I was recruited to University of Miami by the Sylvester Cancer Center and the Stem Cell Institute. And our initial studies were just on breast. But since I came here, we discovered that we can apply this technology to leukemia, bladder cancer, colon cancer. So we think that it's going to be applicable to all cancers. And just to make this more tangible, I was listening in, and you mentioned that we do really interesting regenerative work with stem cells on heart. And everybody now knows that the normal stem cells are a great, you know, way to repair tissues in the future. And I am working on tumor stem cells, so you may think of it as the dark side of the stem cell.
Now, let me ask you a question, doctor. You know, mm-hmm. you create these magic bullets out of the stem cells from the cancer tumor. I've read a little bit about that. It seems that one of the things that kind of is a challenge is that the tumors change, and that sometimes you get the, you know, it modifies even while you're just processing it. Have you been able to address some of that stuff?
Well, that was the invention I was mentioning.
Great.
So far, in every way we examine these cells in a petri dish, they mimic the real tumor in the human body. That was the great breakthrough
wow.
in the invention.
Wow.
So I just want to clarify for your listeners, when I say stem cells, sometimes people associate that with embryonic stem cells. These stem cells have nothing to do with that. So we have none of the ethical issues because they're not embryonic.
Yeah, in fact, whenever I talk about that, I make sure to never say embryonic because I do know that there's now a difference, and we never want to get caught up in all of that controversy.
So basically, ours are, even the there's a word common, they have nothing to do with it. So having said that, the way I describe tumor stem cells is like this. And this bears upon the regeneration idea. if you think of a tumor like a beehive and think of the queen bee, tumor stem cell is like the queen bee. And so if you're trying to get rid of, you know, the whole bee colony, if you kill all the bees but you leave the queen bee behind, queen bee will regenerate the whole colony. And we envision the tumor stem cell in a similar analogy, that they are rare cells, but they're capable of regenerating the entire tumor, and that's why they're called tumor stem cells.
Wow.
So that's what we work on. And the grant and the hormone treatment that you mentioned is trying to target these cells.
Wow. Okay, so now I've got it. You've got hormonal therapy that tries to target the queen bee cancer stem cell. And when you get that, you've been able to eliminate not only the cancer with whatever treatment you do, but now it limits the ability for the cancer to come back. And I'm not a doctor, and I'm going to probably use the wrong word. So this helps it to not metastasize?
Well, we think that the tumor stem cells are possibly what metastasizes, actually. So it's like sending a new queen bee to another site in the body so it can form a new colony. And this might be one reason why we have not been successful in patients who have metastasis. We're pretty good at with the primary tumor. We take it out with surgery, but the drugs eventually fail. I have to clarify that this is it. Working theory, this hasn't been proved, but it's an exciting new approach.
Exciting, my gosh! I'm glad that you're so calm, because I'm doing handsprings here, and my friends that have these types of situations are probably can't wait for you and the rest of the team at the stem cell at the Gene Research Building over there. Thanks again. High five to Dr. Goldschmidt for getting all that started. It seems like it's a very exciting place for people to congregate and exchange ideas.
Absolutely. And I have to thank Dr. Goldsmith and Nimer and Hare. They're the directors of the medical school, the Sylvester, and the Stem Cell Institute and Pathology Department, who have been supporting my research here.
Oh, yeah. We had a couple of years ago, we had Josh Hare on. What a terrific guy. The heck with what a great reason. Just a super guy.
Yeah.
Listen, now, we have only got about a minute left. Is there a place that people can go where they can read more about this somewhere, or maybe contact you or your department? How do they get more info?
Well, they can go to the Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center website, and they can search for my name, or they can go to the website of Breast Cancer Research Foundation. There's a website about me there because I'm funded by them. Also, there's a website on Play for Pink, which is another advocacy and charity that funds my work. So through them, they can help, fund this research, because the biggest bottleneck right now is the lack of funds, because, they've been sort of shrinking funds from the government.
I know a bunch of friends that are raising funds for the Sylvester Cancer Care Center, and I'm going to send our interview to them, and I'm going to see what I can do to help you out. How about that?
Well, I appreciate that. There are many investigators that are brilliant at University of Miami, and lifeblood of this is not new great ideas. It's just we don't have enough funds to put them in practice.
Well,
I appreciate your help.
It's my absolute pleasure. I've got to go, but you've got my word. I've got the two names on the top of your bio right here, and I promise you I'm going to be hitting them with your interview in a couple of days as soon as it's been reprocessed. So thank you so much, Doctor. I can't thank you enough for coming on the show today and talking about the new breakthroughs in cancer research. Dr. Tan Insay, MD, PhD, top guy at UHealth, University of Miami Medical Center, and the Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center. Thanks again for being on the show, Doctor.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. Good luck. We'll be back after this. Tarek Maddox talking about how to get your kid an athletic scholarship to a top college. We'll be back after this. All right, I don't want to get to the point where Eric Clapton tells you, let it rain, let it rain, let it rain. We've had enough already, okay? You know, it's always good business to give your customers what they want. The Warren Henry family of auto dealerships, you know, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they know this, and that's why they always give their customers more. When I leased my Infinities from them, I knew I was getting the best price because they guaranteed it. Their best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. You get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So if you buy or lease any new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or if you even buy one of their pre-owned cars, you'll get the Warren Henry Advantage too. Add in the exceptional service they deliver, and you'll see why they've been in business for over 35 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life, and under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Hey, everybody. Catch every great play live at Sun Life Stadium on Sunday, November 2nd. Our Miami Dolphins take on the San Diego Chargers. We're all stronger together, Dolphins. I've already got my plans. I'm taking my buddy Kevin, his son, and his brother, who's flying in from San Diego, boo, to watch the game. So we're all stronger together, Dolphins. There's a limited number of tickets for that game still remaining. So go to Dolphins.com. It's where Dolphins get their tickets and get the best price. So go to Dolphins.com. Join me Sunday, November 2nd, as the Dolphins take on and kick booty on the San Diego Chargers.
Hi, I'm Sally Nicholas, Associate Publisher of South Florida Business and Wealth. Taken monthly, South Florida Business and Wealth magazine provides insightful, strategic knowledge that will keep you on top of the business news and up-to-the-minute opportunities that will make the difference to your bottom line. www.sfbwmag.com to learn more.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, it's the fourth quarter, and because I'm strong and I'm fit for life, I can make it through the fourth quarter. The reason that I feel that way is because of my good friend, and I'll tell you this, my guy who saves people's lives, Tarek Maddox. Tarek, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Joe.
Now, listen, man, you train Lamar Miller, you train Frank Gore. Young people and their parents come to you all the time to get training, I know, because I refer them to you. So what is it that you can tell people out there that get pummeled by the AAU coaches and the crazy people that blow up their expectations and send them the wrong way? What are some great tips that you can give that have helped you and your friends get to college and get scholarships? I'm just listening, man. You're the expert. Go.
All right, here it is, Jim. I can give you a few good tips on what kids need to keep in mind when trying to make it to the next level, if they're going to be a high school athlete trying to earn their way to a Division I or a Division II college. Number one, don't wait to be discovered. You don't have to wait around to be discovered. You can always start contacting coaches, emailing coaches, sending out videos, things like that. You can make your own YouTube videos. So you want to start contacting these coaches as soon as possible. But although they cannot contact you before September 1st, before your junior year, and number two, you can also send emails out to your coaches, your name, primary sports position, or sports award, or highlights, or what have you, or any kind of statistics that you
earn throughout the year. And also, you may want to do some providing your coaches with contact information for your coaches, high school. What else? YouTube video. There's tons of things you can do to get yourself ready for college. And also, you want to keep coaches updated. And another thing, make sure you're injury-free. You're not going crazy, going wild. You got to stay healthy if you want a college scholarship, because your healthy and your safety is very important as well.
Now, hold on a second, because you're going real fast. You have that energy drink that you have. So hold on a second. That energy drink, by the way, is water. Okay? So, Tarek, you're telling me something I really never thought of, that even though it's quiet from the coaches coming at the kids can start marketing themselves to the coaches?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You don't want to wait around, because only about, I would say, 2% of high school student athletes win a Division I or Division II sports college scholarship. There are ways to increase your odds. So, like I said, you got to get yourself out there. So you got to market yourself and start contacting these coaches, putting up videos, keeping your grades up, and just getting yourself out there.
Now, you talked about staying healthy. So what you're really telling people is to not overtrain. That's what you tell me.
Yeah, because high school kids tend to overtrain because they're at that stage in that age where they want to be pumped up, they want to be big, so they go out there, they get on these steroids in high school.
Whoa. Get on those steroids. That's like no-no, right?
They do it. College, that's where it all begins, in high school. You know, they've done crazy amounts of creatine, and they're just killing their liver, and they're overdoing it sometimes, and they get hurt.
Not only do they get hurt, that liver disease, that can kill you.
Definitely.
You know, and they had creatine. I guess that everybody thought that was okay. Then Mark McGuire got busted, and that kind of stopped with the creatine. Now, Tarek, what are some good nutritional tips that can help somebody?
I mean, basically, if kids or anyone wants to do this, you can always start eating whole foods if you can afford it. You know, you don't have to do it every single day. You can do it in moderation. You obviously want to load up on your fruits, your good carbs, your fiber, and you just keep it out of everything in a moderation.
How about social life? Friends, the right friends, the wrong friends? What about that?
You got to definitely surround yourself with the right people to stay on a positive track, though, because you pretty much, you are who you hang around. You know, you hang around positive people, positive things are going to happen in your life. You hang around people that's not really trying to, you know, change their lives and do better than that. Actually, that's what's going to happen to you. It'll be in your subconscious, and you don't even know it's going to happen. It's just the way it is.
Well, we see about young people go to college. We had the young man that came from Booker T that went up to Florida, got himself in trouble. They put out the police report. It's like a dumb night that some kid never got. You just stepped into poop.
Definitely. I think kids need mentors. I think outside of football or any sports, coaches can't be around all the time. And I think kids just need, you know, constant motivation, constant help on, you know, staying away from crazy parties or staying focused. It should be a program to kind of help kids stay out of trouble, because most kids are so wild in college, and some kids get away with doing crazy stuff, and we just never hear about it. And, you know, college can start you a lot of trouble if you're going too crazy, too wild.
Well, I think that Jameis Winston is an example for all of us. If this stuff that happened at the beginning of the season happened at the end of the season, he might have cost him a whole lot of money.
Exactly, definitely. So, oh, yeah, it actually did.
Well, you know, Tarek, I want to thank you so much for coming on and giving everybody a heads up on what they can expect and how to help position their young people for college. I look forward to seeing you on Saturday, where everybody, Tarek Maddox, he keeps me fit for life. So follow all of our videos, our Twitter and everything else, and you'll see what Tarek and I do on the weekends. Tarek, thanks so much, man.
All right, guys. Have a great one, Jim. See you Saturday, buddy.
High five. High five, Tarek. And I want to thank everybody that's been on the show. Tarek Maddox, our friends from UHealth, Dr. Insay. I want to thank, of course, Larry Zinn, who sets the bar on how to create a great work environment. I want to thank our sponsors, South Florida Business and Wealth Magazine, Tarek Maddox, the CCIM, the University of Miami Health System, we call them UHealth, Warren Henry Automotive, the Miami Marlins, the NFL alumni, the Miami Dolphins. My gosh, what a great list. Social Media 305, Lauren's Kids, the Aztec Group, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, and UHealth. But the most important person I want to thank is you, the listeners, because without you, I got no show. So please go to our Facebook page and like our show and tell your friends. Please join our community. Give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. At Jim Fried, at Fried on Business. That's Twitter. I'm on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, our website. The trend line on our website's going up. I guess I must be saying some good things. You know, if you missed today's show, it's going to be up on that webpage. And I want to remind everybody who we've got on next week because it's an awesome show. Dr. Carlos Wolf, you read about him in the Miami Herald. We're going to talk about how to look good for business. The guy's a plastic surgeon. I'm all natural, but maybe you want a little fine-tuning. Dr. Wolf will tell you what to do. Bruce Turkell, our branding expert, is back. And hey, Lauren Book is back from South Africa. We're going to hear what she has to say about that. And my old friend Alan First, he's going to talk to us about the Dwayne Wade event coming up, Run Wade. So make sure you're on for next week's show, Thursday at 5 o'clock. Remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person wants to do something, finds a way the other, finds an excuse. Now stop the excuses. Go out there and make it happen.
You see, you don't talk on-